This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we stroll back 22 years to 1994 as Gary Moeller's number 6 Wolverines headed to South Bend to face the number 3 Fighting Irish. The game was widely billed as Act 2 for Irish freshman Wonder Boy, quarterback Ron Paulus. The media hype meter was set to ludicrous after Paulus tossed 4 touchdowns the week prior against Northwestern at Soldier Field. On ESPN, pundit Beano Cook suggested Paulus make room on his mantle for at least 2 Heisman trophies, and commentator Chris Collinsworth couldn't contain himself later, suggesting that Joe Montana move over to make room for the Irish legend to be. Unfortunately for Notre Dame fans, the only legend emerging from this game was on the other sideline, namely Michigan kicker Remy Martin Hamilton. For those wondering, yes, Hamilton's parents owned a bar in Wildwood, New Jersey, and they named him Remy Martin after the popular cognac. And according to Natural Enemies author John Crick, Hamilton wasn't named the starter until the day of the game. The 1994 matchup would be settled in the final moments. With under a minute to go, Paulus tossed a TD pass to Derek Mays to put Notre Dame up 24-23. With just 46 ticks left, Michigan QB Todd Collins scrambled for 15 yards and a first down and then found Jay Riemersma over the middle at the Irish 42. After connecting with Seth Smith for a short pass, Collins, as he was about to be dragged down and sacked, found Smith a second time with 7 seconds left to set the stage for Hamilton. For the millions watching at home, it sounded like this.
42-yard attempt to win the game. On its way. It's good.
Almost immediately after the ball left his foot, Hamilton celebrated, certain that the kick was perfect. Indeed, as the ball sailed through to seal the 26-24 victory on this day 22 years ago, surely Bo smiled and uttered,
"Hell with Notre Dame."
For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.